They got a big welcome home. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The five Americans freed from Iran in a prisoner swap landed in Virginia this morning. Getting big hugs from their loved ones.
The first detainee off the plane, Siamak Namazi, held the longest on what the U.S. says were false espionage charges. The deal included the dismissal of charges against five Iranians being held in the U.S. and the unfreezing of $6 billion in Iranian oil revenue, something critics call ransom money.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. Another American remains jailed. Evan Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter, was back in a glass cage inside a court in Moscow today, appealing his arrest as an accused spy. The U.S. demands Gershkovich be set free.
The charges against Evan are baseless. The Russian government locked Evan up for simply doing his job. Journalism is not a crime.
That's U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy. In about an hour, President Biden will address world leaders at the U.N. General Assembly, expected to talk about Russia and the war in Ukraine. Its President Volodymyr Zelensky will also speak at the U.N.
He's likely to once again lobby countries for aid in his fight against Russia, and before he's scheduled to visit Washington later this week, where funding for Ukraine has been a contentious issue in Congress.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Now, Congress has 12 days to work out some sort of a budget. House Republicans are trying to work out a plan for 30 days more funding. Congressman Jerry Carl says with non-defense spending cuts and border security provisions,
I think it's a good CR. I think we need to vote it in. We need to keep the country moving.
But other Republicans disagree and may block the plan. No funding means a government shutdown. But Congressman Matt Rosendale also tells Fox Business that's not a big deal.
Only 15% of the government gets shut down. Most everything is going to get paid. And even the part that does get shut down, those payments are merely deferred. They are not canceled.
America's listening to Fox News.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get five times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bare tool free, up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
The second Republican presidential debate is a week from tomorrow on Fox Business Network and Fox News Radio. The frontrunner, former President Trump, will be a no-show like he was at the first debate. Instead, the former president plans to go to Michigan to meet with some striking auto workers. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble is outside the Ford plant there in Wayne.
At this Ford plant, picketing workers have been blocking semi-trucks from pulling in. At one point, police came to tell striking union members they have to let the trucks through. Workers held some trucks up for a few minutes, but eventually let them pass. The picketers have welcomed with open arms several Democratic lawmakers who want to walk with them in solidarity.
The UAW president says without progress in talks by Friday afternoon, they'll expand the strike beyond the three plants workers walked out of last week. The other two are a GM facility in Missouri and a Stellantis plant in Ohio. They keep working to recover debris from the crash of a Marine F-35 fighter jet in Williamsburg, South Carolina. Pilot safely ejected before it went down Sunday.
Both the plane and pilot were based south of Charleston at the air station in Beaufort. The Marine Corps is assuming control of the recovery effort. According to the military branch, this is the third accident in 6 weeks. Labeled a Class A mishap.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. On Wall Street, stock futures are now down ahead of today's trading. They played two games on Monday Night Football.
He'll show and blitz. Here he comes. Pressure ball out. Picked up. Walk. Touchdown Steelers.
That was Pittsburgh's second score on defense, and it ended up the game winner. The Steelers beat the Cleveland Browns 26-22 on ABC. Cleveland also lost star running back Nick Chubb to injury. In the other game, New Orleans beat Carolina 20-17. The Saints join eight other teams still unbeaten after the second week of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Ribbon cutting ceremony for a new roundabout in Mahomet. Total cost, phase one alone, $8.7 million. The new road section connects from Sunny Acres Road to Churchill Road with a new railroad crossing and roundabout. It opens access from the south to two schools located on Churchill Road. Habitat for Humanity set another family up for success over the weekend with their 127th home dedication in Champaign County. It took a lot of hard work from volunteers, and now the Cole family finally has a new place to call home. This year, Habitat volunteers had the chance to return to Rantoul for the first time in a decade. Champaign County Crime Stoppers hoping to assist police in solving a donations box theft on the University of Illinois campus this summer. Police said before midnight July 2nd, a woman entered the College of Veterinary Medicine Small Animal Clinic. In full view of security cameras, she took a donation box, then left that clinic. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim Miller, thank you so much. We jump to our weather with our scientist, meteorologist Greg Solier. Knows everything weather, knows everything sports. He's just jack of all trades.
No, I just know a little bit of a lot. How's that?
Jack of all trades. That's right.
There
all right.
You go. Very good. Well stated.
What do we got here in the next few days?
Well, if you're looking for an honest to goodness real, you know, autumnal cold front that at least will clock into the old equinox here, let it in at about 1:50 on a Saturday morning. Yeah, that's an early, but still late arriving, the 23rd of September to get into the fall season. Boy, I tell you what, we've got to really extend the colored pencils and dividers till maybe sometime in the second, maybe third week, somewhere mid October before we get a real discernible cool snap across the area. And even at that point on the longer range stuff, it is relatively short. Lived. And speaking of that fall outlook, if you want to check us out from This Week in Agribusiness, go to our YouTube channel. You can see yours truly and Mike Pearson. Will talk about the fall scenario here for the Corn Belt and at large, and we'll have that winter outlook sometime around and available around the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Outside this morning, not a bad one. 58 Willett in Savoy, 55 at Pisotum, 52 here at Philo in Sydney, and pretty much in the 50s this morning. There are some rain showers, but they're up near the I-55 corridor north and west of there. To the Kankakee, pardon me, and north from there, no sign of that coming southward anytime soon. A partly sunny, pleasant day's worth of September weather at 78, the forecast high. Average high this time of the year, about 75 through the ballpark. Southeast to south wind, partly cloudy tonight, down to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm. The high around 82, 83 with sun and clouds for the day. Thursday, Friday up to 85. Saturday, football time, about 84, 85. How's that for a September day, the first day of autumn for the partly cloudy sky? We do have some rain showers in the forecast. There'll be some healthy rains, by the way, for the western and southwestern Corn Belt in the plains. Drought easing there. We'll get into at least the eastern flank of that between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday next week. High temperatures still mild, though, between 75 and 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He's an expert on AI. That's artificial intelligence. Been teaching technology for over two decades in workshops, business training sessions. Michael Tridhart, you're in McKinney, Texas. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
I'm fine. I knew about ChatGPT being a little leaning liberal because we were doing some stuff on the air about how they describe Donald Trump and how they describe Joe Biden. So it is leaning liberal because they Brookings Institution, I think it was, that asked him a serious question, published the results. I guess the question is, I'm not surprised because somebody had to program it.
Right.
But what's the impact of that, Michael?
Well, the impact is that a lot of our kids are going to be using ChatGPT for their research, for their homework. A lot of business professionals are going to be using it for their business, which I always find kind of amusing, you know, because business, it's to improve efficiency. Kids, it's because they're cheating. Right?
Well, but
it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
And the problem is, it infuses a lot of opinions when it provides those facts. You mentioned President Biden, President Trump. I ran that same search yesterday, you know, and I said, tell me the great things about President Biden. And it came back with 11 things listed with a note that said, hey, consult recent news sources and official government websites for more than the 11 that we give you. Asked it to do the same thing for President Trump. It came back with 10, with a note preceding the 10 that it was done along partisan lines. And then a note afterwards saying these were touted by his supporters amid controversies around polarizing policies.
Unbelievable. That's so unfair.
That's
so unfair.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to, it's going to be like, you know, the sky is blue. Of course Trump's an idiot. Of course he's Nazis. I mean, that's just going to be the assumption. If you don't, then they'll look at you funny because that's all they've been taught.
Right. Right. You know, and this one's really concerning to me. Describe how communism is bad. Very straightforward question.
Yeah.
Describe how communism is bad. And it says, well, note, these beliefs are not universally held. I'm going to give you a list. But then after that was two paragraphs of excuses as to why that's not universal.
Unbelievable. All right, so here's the deal, Michael. Are you kind of the guy that can you build me an AI thing? Why don't you build one that leans conservative?
See, and that's a bigger issue than just AI, because if we talk internet in general, back in 2019, a study was done, and it showed that Google, its top news stories, 11%, only 11% of the top news stories came from the central or the right. Everything else leaned left. So online in general leans left. And that is an opportunity for AI builders, for search engine developers to create a tool that, quite honestly, I don't necessarily want it to get opinions leaning to the right. I just want facts.
Right.
I'm a former school teacher. I just want facts. Give me the facts and let me determine how I'm going to use those facts.
But how can a human not inject what, you know, it's somewhere deep inside of all of us, what we think and how we believe. So it almost like AI has to program AI or something. I mean, you're going to just have to have, I'd love it to just say, here's the deal. I mean, the old days, the news read, you know, on the TV where you just didn't know who they voted for.
Right.
Which is my problem.
Just who, what, when, where, why,
exactly,
and how.
Exactly. I just want to know the facts and let me decide versus telling me what to think.
Well, see, and the other problem, too, is, you know, ChatGPT, we're calling them out for these errors, right, for these opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're going in and trying to patch it and tweak it and make it better. And what it's actually done is it's made the whole system dumber. A Stanford research showed that a mathematical equation that it could solve easily earlier this year, it can't solve now because they've gone in and they've tried to patch it. And so, you know, the cover-up always gets you. Just tell the truth in the beginning and quit trying to infuse the opinion and the bias into the system, because otherwise it starts to bring the whole thing down.
He's an AI expert, Michael Tridhart, on the line here. Tapman's joined phone line. So are you saying that if I built a absolutely down-the-middle, facts-only ChatGPT kind of thing, that the sources they'd use are all online, which is also liberal?
Yeah. You know, because, again, if you look at pretty much the vast majority of the internet that's out there and truly where these sources come from, most of it's going to be coming from Silicon Valley, which is, you know, tends to lean left.
Yeah.
And in ChatGPT itself, if you can actually start to argue with the system, like, you know, get into a debate with it and say, hey, show me your facts. In many cases, ChatGPT will come back and say, well, we found this fact on Wikipedia.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, your source.
Your fact is from Wikipedia?
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad. Okay, I don't know what to do about it. I do find it handy, and you're going to have the wherewithal to take a look and say, nah, I'm not putting that in there. That's not true. I'm not going to do it. But there are some great things that come out of it. You can ask it a lot of different questions that'll work. But, man, when it comes to basic brainwashing of America, it's on.
Well, it's the you mentioned it. It's the basic tools. That's what we have to use it for. We cannot use it as a replacement for our brain, and that's the problem. I think a lot, especially with kids, you know, as parents, we have to talk to our kids and say, look, you still have to do the research. You cannot rely on AI. You cannot rely on Google to tell you how to think and how to operate. You have to find this research. You have to develop it, and you have to be able to back it up and going in as a parent with your kids and using ChatGPT and showing these discrepancies, that's the first step that a lot of people can do.
Michael Tridhart, kind of fun to be this smart, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody knows really very deep about artificial intelligence. Kind of freaky what it can do. I mean, are we true? Did Will Smith really make a movie that is kind of... iRobot scared me, man.
I know it.
So you'll love this. So I travel and train on, you know, lead generation, social media marketing. I train business professionals and real estate agents and entrepreneurs and everything else. Three times so far this year, when we get into talking about AI and somebody or I mention, you know, in the wrong hands, this could be a detriment to the whole world. as soon as we talk about that, I've had the power go off in a building. I've had my Wi-Fi in the whole building go off.
What?
I've had something happen as we start talking about the bad side of AI. It's like, no, we don't want you guys to hear that. Let's just shut it down.
Are you serious? Really?
Wow. I'm serious.
Well, I get censored on Facebook and YouTube and stuff. Right. I got a letter sent to me about misinformation. I kind of wanted to frame that. Anyway, it's just unbelievable. So I had a Fox reporter on from Russia, from Moscow, and Amy Kellogg, remember that? And
I said, do.
Amy, she was saying something negative about Putin. I said, Amy, aren't you afraid that they're going to hear you? And she said, they've got bigger fish to fry, and that's the last thing I heard from Amy.
Uh-huh.
Click. Hello? Hello? That's scary.
Yep. Yeah.
So you're telling me that the same, I know the phone right now, I'm not using my phone, but somebody could hear me if they wanted, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and when I talk in my classes, we talk about Facebook and lead generation, I tell everybody, there is no technology deja vu. You know, it's like, wow, I was just thinking about that. That's weird that came up in my news. I was going to say, it's gotten to a point with data, it's become predictive. Like, how many of you have had this happen where you haven't even said it, you haven't even typed it, you haven't even shared it, you just thought about it, and it shows up in your newsfeed, right?
It's just creepy, man. And then how many trees we cut down, Michael, with all the privacy stupid notices we get from everybody? They're not applicable, man. Come on.
No.
Michael Tridhart, how can people connect with you and get more information about what you do?
Absolutely. So my website is michaeltridhart.com, and I travel and train nationwide on lead generation, social media marketing, happy to come out to your place of business, to your city, and provide this type of training to help, number one, build your business, but also, number two, understand the power of the tools that you're going to be using.
Well, I mean, as you walk around and all the internet goes dark, that'd be kind of cool to see. Yeah. Everything Michael does, they just shut us off, man. He's in the building. They just shut us off. So that'd be kind of fun to see that, too. Michael, nice to meet you. Hope we can chat again sometime.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. On the Tapman's Towing phone line, Michael Tridhart, one of those geeky smart people. I mean, if you have a clue. Remember, I told you the story. I was talking to the former head of the supercomputer. 1998, I said, how do we know what happens in 10 years? He said, we don't have to. And by the way, buy this stock. It's called EBAY. Dang it.
Yep.
Missed that one.
eBay.
Quick sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over Milwaukee 1-0. What a night for Waino. Yep, he struck out 3 and he got that 200 mark. He's the 38th pitcher in National League history to win that, and really the third in Cardinals history. So we're happy about Adam Wainwright at the age of 42 after 17 seasons with the St. Louis Cardinals to achieve such a great milestone. Pittsburgh and the Chicago Cubs, 6:40 start. You'll hear Javier Assad on the mound from Wrigley for the Chicago Cubs over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Washington 6-1. It's a 6:05 start tonight. We had Pittsburgh over the Browns 26-22. It looks like Browns' Nick Chubb has a season-ending knee injury.
That was sad.
And he had work on this back in 2015 when he played for Georgia.
Yep.
New Orleans over Carolina, that final was 20-17. And we'll have Florida Atlantic with a 2:30 start on Saturday.
We are installed as a 2-touchdown favorite. I just got to go play well, have a good game, see if we can get a victory, go to 2-2 before Purdue on
That's
the
right.
30th. All right, ESPN 93.5, we check your weather.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van and vicinity with a developing warm front to the north and west of us. Some shower activity noted this morning north of the Kankakee and along and west of the I-55-57 corridor. No real impact at East Central Illinois, but it is a showery weather pattern, but remaining on a mild note for the time of year over the weekend, back end of the weekend in particular, and a good part of next week as well. Partly sunny for the day today up to 78. That's seasonal for the time of year, and a southeast to south wind tonight, partly cloudy. skies 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, will climb to 82 in a southeast breeze. Bottoming out with increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, down to 57. Partly sunny, continued warm up to 83 on Thursday. Sunshine 84 on Friday. First day of autumn, anything but, with high up to 84 degrees there on Saturday. Kickoff temperatures in the low and mid 80s as well for football. And then Sunday, Monday, a couple of showers and high temperatures right around or a hair below the 80 degree mark. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Housing construction slumped in August. Housing starts, which is groundbreakings, declined 11.3% last month. However, building permits for new construction rose 6.9%. The sign will be seeing more construction in weeks and months to come. Volvo says it will end production of diesel cars by early next year. The company is moving towards selling fully electric cars in 7 years. Only 8% of Volvo cars made last year were diesels, and about a third were fully electric or plug-in hybrid models. Florida-based digital health company Up Health has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. It expects to continue operating. The Federal Reserve's two-day meeting starts today, and also Instacart launches its stock on the NASDAQ. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit BrianIsMyGuy.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
ESPN 93.5, it is 8:22. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey is here. We also have two friends in our studio. It's Mike Jenkins and Matt Stuckey, and they've got something called Back the Badge coming up at the Cadillac in Paxton. Matt, how are you, Bubba?
I'm good, Stevie. How are you?
He's now deputy sheriff working the working the streets and helping people, right? Yep, yep. How do you like that, man?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really do.
Because
like
you
it.
Used to carry Phil and take care of all his work when he wasn't working at Bulldog Disposal.
Yeah.
And now he's calling you, trying to get you back. And
yeah, he needs my help every
tell
now
him you
and
could
then.
Guard the dumpsters.
I could if he asked me to.
Well,
no,
but good of you to do what you're doing. Mike Jenkins, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
You're
today?
A counselor?
I am.
All right. Tell me first, Mike, how you got involved in Back the Badge.
So I've known Matt for quite a while, I guess, and he's had 1078, and I was doing my thing with Never Forgotten Services, and we decided, hey, let's do this Back the Badge together.
Awesome. So. And I know you've been an advocate and passionate about this, but, I mean, I thought we were kind of – this has been going on too long where we're dissing our police officers. Is it getting any better?
Yeah, I think for the most part it is. I mean, of course, I mean, we've talked about this before. I think, you know, it's always going to – you're always going to have the haters out there, you know, but I think – I think the pendulum's starting to swing the other way, you know, and of course we're one bad thing to happen away where everybody will start going more and more against police officers. But I think the work that's being done and the trainings and all the other stuff, I think it's really starting to help out more and more. And people are starting to see the better side of law enforcement.
Well, I mean, again, there are people that are being, and this is kind of a counselor question, they're being raised and they truly believe that the police officer is going to harm them.
Yeah.
That's what they've been told, and that's what their reality is. And so they might panic and do something you shouldn't do if a law enforcement stops you.
Right.
And then the problems start. Mike, I don't know how you... I guess you got to talk it out and say, well, maybe what you're believing isn't quite true.
That's right. And then also part of it, too, on our end is we do a lot of education with the officers and other first responders, you know, how to better interact with the public, how to better interact with anybody they come in contact to, especially those rough situations, because on top of dealing with the public, they have their own stressors at home.
Well, too, Matt, you got people on drugs and drunk and all these other issues and mental problems. And
correct.
You put that in one big old ball, and you don't know what you got.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Like, you're not a counselor, or you're not just law enforcement. You're a counselor, a mom, dad, you know, everything else in between. So it's not just going out there and doing traffic stops. You got a whole bag of things that you need to be possibly on one call.
I don't know how you do the tinted windows. I would ban them tomorrow. I mean, that's just creepy, man. Walking up, you don't know what you got.
Yeah.
I don't like them. Why do we have tinted windows in Illinois?
I have no idea.
Oh, because the sun's bright. Well, then stay home.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, man. All right, man, tell me about October 7th.
Yeah, so we're having Back to Badge Fest again October 7th at the Cadillac in Paxton. Going to be having Zach Tompkins, which is a first responder and musician, Highway 615, and then Jared Neiman's coming to play for us, who's a very big supporter of first responders.
Jared Neiman. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. So the people aren't familiar with the Cadillac in Paxton, are we? Is that new?
Yes, sir. It's new. Scott Hardin and Grandstand Concept, they're part of everything that goes on around the area with festivals and stuff. So they opened up their new venue up there in Paxton, and we're super excited to be one of the first couple shows that's going to be up there. So
Mike, any idea how many are coming?
I want to say right now we're about 600 tickets sold.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How many can you hold?
850.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a party. If you haven't got your tickets yet, go get them, please.
Mike Jenkins, you realize that I guess if you're a computer scientist, you'll never be an unemployed counselor right now in America.
Super employability.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's good and bad, right?
But so, COVID messed this up.
Big time. Yeah, COVID and then everything that happens with the society.
So, as a counselor and you hear the crazy things, I mean, how do you not think about that and go to bed?
Time, you learn to. I deal with my own stuff too, so just
well, everybody has stuff. Realize, but
you know,
some
every
people,
good therapist has a therapist, right?
Some people have stuff.
Uh-huh. I agree.
I'm glad you do what you do, man.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Matt Stuckey, how can people get more information about this?
Yeah, you could go on Facebook at look for 1078 Foundation. If you want to purchase tickets, you can go to www.10-78foundation.org. Get your tickets early. The prices will go up the day of the show. You could also go to the Cadillac's website and see more information there.
Fun, man. Hey, thank you for doing this.
Well, thanks for having us.
I really
appreciate you guys having us on.
We're just all about this. Thank you, Matt Stuckey. Thank you, Mike Jenkins. Great to talk about Back the Badge concert. It's October 7th, the Cadillac in Paxton. One more time, how do I get information?
You can go to 1078 Foundation on Facebook or go to get tickets at www.10-78foundation.org.
Thank you, brother. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5. We'll be back.
Alumni Association is always looking for new members and offering great perks,
such as discounts on Illini merchandise and tickets to the game. One of the greatest traditions at the U of I is Homecoming Week. There will be a 5K on Sunday, October 14th to start the Homecoming Week festivities, a parade on the evening of Friday, October 20th that will end at Grange Grove, and the big homecoming football game against Wisconsin on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on this year's homecoming events, visit homecoming.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Sure. Five Americans freed from prison in Iran are back in the United States, landing in a military airfield in Virginia.
It's amazing. Freaking believable. We're so grateful to be together after 8 years.
Siamak Namazi and four others are free in exchange for the release of $6 billion of Iran's frozen oil money and five Iranians in U.S. custody. President Biden's addressing the United Nations General Assembly this morning.
Today's story is about who is here at the UN General Assembly, including Iranian President Raisi after yesterday's prisoner swap, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who will appear in person for the first time at this summit. It's also about who is not here, and that includes four of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. The only one showing up is the host, President Biden.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the UN in New York City. Stocks start the day a bit lower on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois officially the first state in the nation to abolish cash bail. As of Monday, cash bail eliminated for criminal defendants awaiting trial. The change is part of the Landmark Safety Act. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the law in July after dozens of state attorneys challenged it. Parish Union School District 95 revealing more information about an investigation into allegations of misusing funds. School officials say the U.S. District Attorney's Office hasn't provided the district with any information related to the case, which remains active. The district has completed the corrective action plan and submitted it to the Illinois State Board of Education. An investigation ongoing after shots fired at a
PD Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity, and these waning days of summertime expected to give way to more summer-like weather as we roll into the fall season around here just before the daybreak hours of Saturday. Football Saturday itself, well, delightful. Temperatures up past the 80-degree mark at kickoff time with a fair amount of sunshine. Showery weather begins over the course of the back end of the weekend and through much of next week as well, but not the complete story for the entire fall season. Milder to warmer and drier with El Nino still in high overdrive. Partly sunny, 78 today with southeast to south winds. There are some showers up along and north of the Kankakee this morning. Partly cloudy, 56 for tonight. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow at 82. We'll climb to 83 with a partly sunny Thursday, 84 on an unseasonably warm Friday. And over the weekend, dry Saturday, maybe a shower or two coming along Sunday and Monday. High temperatures low to mid 80s, nice down between 55 and 60 degrees. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Head to Merle Norman for your free gift with purchase. Shop now to receive a trial-sized eyeliner, makeup remover, plush lip liner, and a lip gloss. Available at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
Free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios only beginning September 1st, 2023. Limit one per customer. We reserve the right to modify the gift if needed. Not available at MerleNorman.com.
Okay, so 25 before 9. Good morning.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. It's the 19th of September.
Yes.
Another game week. Another different starting time. It's just we've had nights and Fridays and got another Friday with Nebraska in a few weeks and all that.
And Purdue is going to be 2:30.
It's over in West Lafayette. You can probably buy tickets.
That's right.
There you go. But Brett Bielema said this is what's next.
Yeah.
You know, he's not looking at any must or anything you have to.
This season?
I get the question, but I think from the outside world, that's probably one that you probably figured out from our room that we just, this is the fourth game on our schedule. You know, we talked about how the season lays out, right? We knew that we had obviously the opener and then to go on the road to Kansas, come back and play a Penn State, a Big Ten game in game three is unique, and then having a non-conference opponent right behind it. But this is week four of 12. It's the last game that we have before we enter into 8 games straight of Big Ten play. So I think that's the only thing our guys will see it as, but they'll respect all, fear none, and get excited to play them in the scheme. And again, I don't have to go any further back than to see the way they played, especially in the second half against Clemson and then also the Ohio U game in particular.
What's key for you guys as coaches to help Luke quickly rebound, turn the page?
Yes, but I think Luke has to process it, right? Like one of the things that we say all the time in our building, right? Adversity is going to strike, and you learn more from yourself during moments of adversity than you do in moments of success. And I think, after that first game, everybody's like, whoa, 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 right? And then even though we didn't do the things that we want to do at Kansas, he had that long run, so everybody's thinking all this, right? So for a starting quarterback, I literally Googled on my own Saturday night college and NFL quarterbacks that have thrown 4-game interceptions and 4-in-a-game interceptions, and the list is incredibly long, right? So, you know, it happens. It's happened in the past, and my guess is probably going to happen in the future. I just hope it doesn't happen to him again. And I think the parts that you have to take into account, like there were definitely reasons to those throws, right? And what occurred. I was obviously vented a little bit after the game. There was a number of plays I've turned in very frustrating. Literally the first play on defense had a little bit of a situation 50 yards away from the ball. On that touchdown drive when we got going, they had a player to literally dive and hit him right at the kneecaps, which, from where I sit, I wanted to have that called, and that kind of gets in your mind a little bit, right? And we were obviously having some pressure in his face. I think we got to clean that up. So I think not everybody was just saying it's Luke. I think a lot of guys were doing, what can I do to help Luke?
Brett, we've heard you talk a lot about complementary football.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that as much this year. What's important? How important is that to get back?
Yeah, we need to see more of it, but there is a segment that I specifically showed to the guys, last thing we showed. So when I get them at first on Sundays, it's usually pretty good corrective. Have big ears, big eyes, and learn. And then on the back end of it, before we jump into FAU, I showed them at the six-minute mark, roughly the six-minute mark, our defense had a drive that had gotten in the red area. We made a stand and we blocked a field goal, right? The next series, our offense took the field and scored a touchdown and made it a obviously at that time was a 13-7 game. Our defense took the field and shut them out on a 3-and-out. And then they punted the ball to us, and we had a 2-minute end of half situation that we didn't capitalize on. And obviously, they had their longest play from scrimmage was the 133-yard pass, right? And that gave them 3 points right at half. But I did show them that's complementary football. Defense blocks a kick, right? Stops a field goal. We score a touchdown. We kick off. We stop 3-and-out, and that's what we can do, right? So we just got to do it for more consistency and then more. More areas than just one segment of a quarter, right? So that's very important. And then I think it's also important for us to realize, right? Like, I was I was furious on the two-point play to Malik, because if we score that, it's a 15-point game with you know, late in the fourth quarter. But we have, I believe, two of our timeouts, if not three. And I know our guys felt that. I don't know if everybody felt that, but I know our team on our sideline felt that. So that was a very frustrating moment, because, again, that was one that I think we should have had another play. And then when it didn't, that kind of just was a microcosm of the whole day.
Yep, okay, so we lose to Penn State. That's done. But that was Brett Bielema yesterday in front of the media. And Penn State's an outstanding team. By the way, you know, first three teams we played, all three teams haven't lost yet. So we've had a challenging start to the year. And it's hard to tell whether or not, you know, Toledo and Kansas and Penn State are going to have the kind of years they might have. But they're all already 3-0. So we've got, you know, Florida Atlantic, a team you're going to be expected to win and beat. So that would be, you know, 2-2. And a lot of people picked us 2-2. But then you go into the rest of the year. And literally every single week now, after, well, probably beginning this week, you're going to be probably favored or right there. They're very competitive. There's no hammer in the West, in the division. There's no hammer. It's Wisconsin, Iowa, good.
Yeah.
Nebraska, Purdue, Minnesota. These are, you know, if you look at the other side, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn
right.
State. This is not the stronger conference area of the conference. So it's definitely the weaker side. And you're looking at saying, you know what, based on what I saw at Penn State, we should be competitive in all of these. And you could win a chunk of them. You could lose a chunk of them.
Yeah.
So it's what we have. I'm saying we're going to get to at least six, which is what I wanted from the beginning for the bowl game. Nick had texted in, well, doesn't everybody make a bowl? Well, yeah, it's expected, but how bad is it if you're not making a bowl?
Right.
It's like, oh, you know, what's wrong with you guys? So what we're trying to do, what Josh Whitman is trying to do, what Brett Bielema, to establish a culture of that's the expectation. We talked to Adam Wainwright today, got his 200th win. You know, his whole mindset, which permeated through the whole club for 18 years, was October's for playoffs. We're in the playoffs. He was asked on TV 4 months ago, and the announcer for Fox said, well, what if you don't make the playoffs? He said, can't go there, we're going. Can't go there, we're fine. That's what I'm doing, not even thinking about that. It was always October's for playoffs.
Yeah.
And so when you say, you know, college football in a Power 5 conference, that's bowl. You're a bowl team. That's what we want. We're a bowl team. And Illinois's never been able to say that consistently. So what we're saying is I believe Brett Bielema takes us to a bowl every single year, including this year. So that means you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to beat Purdue or Minnesota and maybe knock off Iowa. I don't know. At Iowa's going to be hard. So, but they're winnable. And again, the defense for me against Penn State, again, the number 7 team was good enough to say, phew, I thought we were good.
Yeah.
We got some stuff.
Yeah.
And so I think we can do it. The offense, yeah, again, it's work in progress. There's some issues there, but maybe Malik Elzey might get some more playing time. He's long. He's young. Pretty good. Anyway, here's hoping.
So the Owls from Florida Atlantic have a 1-2 record after falling to Clemson 48-14 last weekend. So this is the two sides meeting for the first time in program history, making the trip. And it looks like Illini legend Howard Griffith will be on the call for the game on the Big Ten Network.
I was there when he had his 9 touchdowns.
Wow.
It was against Southern Illinois, and he got to go down with Mike Pearson in Florida and meet Red Grange. And Red Grange called him the great Howard Griffith, because I guess Red had seen it.
Oh, nice.
Anyway,
it's going to be band day, and that's always fun to see all the different bands at halftime. And there's teachers from 74 different schools around the area given free tickets to the game as they salute the extra yard for teachers at this
game. Is Tom Harmon the head coach? Because I think Tom Harmon,
yes,
head coach at Texas, but Ed Warner, I think, the offensive coordinator. Ed Warner was my neighbor.
I see.
Ed Warner was the offensive line coach for Ron Zook, and my neighbor went trick-or-treating with Ed Warner. So I'm happy he's coming. He's a great guy.
Let's have him on the show, Stevie.
You know, if I had his number still, got a new phone, some contacts, didn't transfer. Anyway, his son, Edward, knew every nickname for every college team in America.
I see.
And Edward was like 8 at the time. So, all right, 844, a quick check of sports coming up.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground, and eat the things that eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Hey, my name is Josh Morford. I'm the youth minister at Muhammad Christian Church, and I want to inform you of something awesome that's going to be happening on September 22nd after the homecoming Muhammad Seymour Bulldog football game. Our church is going to be hosting something called the Fifth Quarter. What Fifth Quarter is it is a safe, fun environment for your middle school or high school student to come and have something fun to do after the football game. Our church is going to be providing food. We're going to have gift card giveaways. We're going to have things like inflatables and nine square and Gaga ball set up. We're going to have some different kind of games if those aren't your speed. We're going to have lots of awesome adult volunteers there to keep your kids safe. Let them have a really great time. And that party is going to go from the end of the game until 11:15. We would love to see you. Go Bulldogs.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals shut down the Brewers 1-0, and we've got a game with Drew Rahm on the mound today here on ESPN 93.5. The big headline, of course, Adam Wainwright.
I had incredible teammates and coaching staff behind me that lifted me up and encouraged me the whole time. Never let me get down to myself. I don't even know how many texts I got after games where I was just feeling the lowest of lows. And teammate would text me, hey, we believe in you. We know you're going to finish strong and you're going to help us win games. You know what that does for your mind? That's an incredibly powerful thing. And there's an incredible group of guys in that clubhouse that have helped me right along the way. And there's just no doubt that, you know, I'm living prayer to prayer out there, you know, not even pitch to pitch, just prayer to prayer. And I know Goldie has told me several times that he stays in prayer while I'm out there pitching, you know, just praying for me, trying to finish the job. And I've just got such a great support staff.
200 wins for Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, pitched 7 innings.
Wow, he looked terrific. He was in command. It was awesome to see. It was too darn close. I really wanted Cardinals to get a few more runs, but they did not. And that's okay because he held on, got good bullpen help. Ryan Helsley came in, got his 12th save. Cardinals win. Adam has 200. And he's in the history books as one of the few to be able to do that.
The 38th pitcher in NL history and the third Cardinal to reach 200 wins, becoming the 24th major leaguer to achieve this milestone since 2000.
Pretty cool. Pretty darn cool.
We are rooting for the Cubs. We really need some wins against those Pittsburgh Pirates as the series begins over on US 105.9 at 6:40. Chicago White Sox over Washington 6-1. That's a 6:05 start tonight. In NFL action, Pittsburgh beat the Browns 26-22. Cleveland's all-pro running back Nick Chubb, knee injury, out for the season. New Orleans over Carolina. That final was 20-17. We also have Florida Atlantic coming our way, 2:30 start on Saturday. It's the same. If you get in there early, you got that $3 deal on a bunch of the drinks in the concession stand, so you might want to tap into that. We've also got Band Day going on, and that's lots of parents supporting the area bands and the teachers getting a salute, too. West Lafayette in Purdue territory, that game on September 30th, that'll be streaming on Peacock, has a 2:30 start. Mel Tucker also trending right now with his story. What the heck?
Michigan State's football coach being fired by Michigan State.
Had signed an extension, I believe, in 2021 for $90 million.
Whatever he's alleged to have done, he's going to lose $77 million.
Yeah, $79 million. Remaining on the contract.
And so that's, you know, if you do it for cause and you get fired because it's a sad deal. Yeah. Whenever stuff like that happens and human fails and weakness and issues and problems and all that, it's a sad story.
Mm-hmm.
Weather, one more time, coming up.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Fall pretty fun. There's all kinds of stuff going on. We got, you know, Centennial High School and their football team is, you know, News Gazette calls them the best in the area, but certainly St. Joe Ogden would have something to say about that. Unity's good again, albeit a really young team. So watch out for Unity, if not this year, next 2 years.
Well, they beat St. Teresa pretty handedly.
Yeah, St. T's always good. I guess St. Teresa's down to the 1A now.
Okay,
smaller
gotcha.
Ranking. They go in to play all these 1A schools at the end of the year, and they play all these 2, 3A teams, and they're pretty good. Anyway, yeah, so we got some pretty good area football teams. Muhammad Seymour, I think, is what, 2-1? Anyway, it's fun to track, but Centennial definitely cream of the crop around the area with a 4-0. But St. Ogden's undefeated, too, now.
Yeah.
So kind of fun to follow the high school scene and root for our teams to get to playoffs, see what happens. And I think high school playoffs in Memorial Stadium this year, or are we going back? Is it always now Northern? I get confused. I know we have basketball every year in the State Farm Center, a.k.a. Assembly Hall for all of us.
Right.
Do you know that the Assembly Hall was essentially put together with two bowls? But how in the world, 1964, would you put two bowls together?
My dad would know. He was part of that.
Man.
Concrete construction and University of Illinois.
Do you know how many cables are wrapped around the middle of it for support? How many miles of cable are in the assembly hall?
Man, that's an interesting question.
You could drive from here to where, and that's how many miles of cable. The answer is 614.
Wow.
614 miles of cable wrapped around the State Farm Center because it's so part of the support.
Yeah.
But again, it was like, oh my gosh, 1964, unobstructed view. You know, at Huff, we had to look behind the pillar. It's unobstructed. It was quite the wonder.
Yeah.
In that year to build that something like that. I think the cost was, what, $8 million? I mean, Beckman Institute was, what, 1984? Yeah.
And that was like $3 million, wasn't it?
The Assembly Hall?
No.
Beckman was 40.
Oh, it was
40? But now what would it be? $400 million?
That's right.
I mean, the thing, you got Beckman, you go see all that glass and everything off University. It's just gorgeous building.
It is.
Still gorgeous. And if you ever walk around the engineering campus, it's just like, wow. I mean, that's the show. We have the best engineering in the world, and they come from all over the world. What, 144 countries or something at the U of I now?
Mm-hmm.
With the highest undergrad we've ever had, 35,000 plus now undergrad. So you walk around campus and it's like, man, this is better than Epcot. This is real.
So much great energy.
Oh, it's and so many different languages spoken. I would love to know the count on the different languages. How many languages are we covering at the university? If it's 140 nations, how many different languages are there? A lot.
Yeah.
It's like, and they probably all speak some English. Yeah, you have to go to U of I, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, my father came here not speaking English. He learned what he could on the ship over during World War II and figured it out. I said, how did you do that?
I can't imagine.
How did you go to the University of Illinois in engineering and not speak. It was difficult that first year.
I'll bet.
Oh, my gosh. Who can do that? My dad could. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, highlight the Wednesday program. That'll be tomorrow after 7:30.
Uh-huh.
Boys, this afternoon, it'll be Lonte, Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk. We'll be in this afternoon from 3 to 5 with a 3 o'clock hour replay in 5 o'clock hour. I find that useful because a lot of times I'll miss part of 3 because I'm running around, and then I can hear it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Works out good.
Cardinals at 5:50. I think the Cubbies are just after 6 with their pregame. And they got Pittsburgh, and Wrigley ought to be popping because they need the crowd tonight. They got to beat Pittsburgh tonight to stay in that playoff hunt. Diane Ducey, we thank you.
Enjoy the day.
All right, we'll be back. Thank you so much. We appreciate you greatly. Thanks for being out there. I'm Stevie J. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. They're tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love
Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.